1987 has brought long gold fever to Duckburg, and it is contagious, but not deadly. We tagged along with this intrepid entrepreneur on his latest quest to become the world's most beloved billionaire.
The legendary jewel of the shark god.
Careful.
Step on the blackened teeth and you could set off booby traps. I'll easily claim this relic for the people of Duckburg!
Flintheart, you just may be Duckburg's greatest... Wait, is that...
No! This is my benevolent victory!
I heard you were muscling in on my treasure hunting turf. I'm not about to become the second richest duck in the world.
Mr. McDuck, what would you say to the people at home who find you unapproachable and miserly?
Yeah, I don't care for nobody, and nobody cares for me.
Yeah. Oh, the jewel is mine!
Flintheart, get help!
You think I'm gonna fall for that? You two are in league with each other! Yeah!
Flintheart Gromgold has revealed his stupidity and cowardice. It looks like I'm not wrong for this world. This is Webber Walters, signing off. Keep rolling. Scrooge McDuck, hermit to hero. The shut-in now shining out. Are we going to be seeing a more heroic side? A sort of altruistic adventure capitalist?
That has a nice ring to it.
Better luck next time, Flinty! Ah!
I was stuck there for days, forming a bond with the noble and vicious sharks. They became my friends, my family. And because of Scrooge, it was the closest thing to love I would ever know.
Back in the good old days when the sarsaparilla flowed like the mighty Mississippi, the Beagles ruled what we now know as Duckburg, and my beloved Pappy was in his prime.
Well, Pa, you done got the strongest arm in the whole world!
Here you are, sweet pea.
What you want, Fantasy Bats?
Nice town you got here. Of course, I remember it as Fort Duckburg. Which of you lowlifes do I talk to about purchasing it back?
Purchasing? What kind of highfalutin talk is that? Why can't you say get like everyone else?
Tell that big time and lily livered stink pot poppy!
What a charming little girl.
I'm in charge around here, and I ain't interested in selling this town to a no-good city-slicking money boy.
Then I guess you bunch of crooks have no interest in these.
Okay, money bags. I'll arm wrestle you for it. Winner gets the town and the money.
You got yourself a deal.
You done got hoodwinked, mister. My pappy ain't ever lost.
That's the problem with Never Lassie. It really lasts.
Get ready to lose, Oodlarm! Ah.
I was cheering a fraud!
Pappy ain't no folk hero! He's a folk zero!
Pleasure doing business with you.
The Beagle family retreated to the junkyard, the only land no one else wanted. Pappy was humiliated. Ma was forced into a life of crime. If Scrooge hadn't interfered, Ma might not be the ruthless crime lord she is today.
Okay, I could have been nicer to the little girl, but they were trying to swindle me. What was I supposed to do, lose?
Yeah, every other room had the common decency to be suckered.
Hold on, I recognize a scheming face when I see one. Keep playing it from there.
I can't believe you.
Lost.
Got caught! What a shoddy scam. Your time's up, old man. I'm gonna have to take control of this here family and get the deed back from them that wronged us. Any objections?
My beloved brother, Poe, and I were twin sorcerers in the prime of our youths, ruling over a small town and using our combined powers to make beautiful magic. Poe was the level-headed one, and I was the dreamer.
You're a frog, and you... Oh, yes, you. You're definitely a frog.
Sister dear, if we turn all the townspeople into frogs, who will give us our gold and turnips?
Sweet, sensible Poe. Can we turn them into turnips, then?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Thinking outside the box, yes. But if we eat them all, who will give us our milk?
Of course, you're right. I'll expect 15 gallons of goat milk by sunup.
What a delightful compromise.
Come, Papa, back to the farm.
Now, what do you say for sparing your goat dad's life,
Thank you, Magica and Poe.
One day, people stopped coming to pay tribute for some reason. So we summoned a shadow army to collect their treasures. Everything was going fine until he showed up.
Get the dirty digits off my number one dime, you hoodoo hoodlums!
Look at this one fighting so hard for a paltry dime.
I am this dime through hard work!
Magica, stop the treasure!
Treasure means more when you earn it, you slothful sorcerers. Cheap tricks and shortcuts are nonsense, and I'll prove it by taking you down and claiming that treasure for myself with my bare hands.
Then I'll beat you with my bare hands.
You cannot give in to his goading. Focus your powers.
I don't have to focus to beat this insignificant worm. I'm the most powerful sorceress in the land.
Or half of one. You can't even finish a spell on your own. Looks to me like your family is holding you back.
You're the fly in my ointment, so buzz off!
Curse me, Celts!
Oh, I'll curse your whole outfit!
Scare me with your magical ranting and raving.
We'll see who's a raven now.
Magical!
Poe? Poe, stop messing around and turn back already. Come on, you know I don't know how to turn people back. I'm sorry, all right? Just put the amulet on and change back into my brother. Please! Help! He's flying away!
Sorry, a bit busy at the moment.
I'll give you anything. My powers, my throne, everything. Just help me save my brother! Oh, no! Come back, please! I'm sorry! This is all your fault!
Me?
You're the powerful sorceress.
You could have stopped him!
Well, that'll teach you to tussle with Scrooge McDuck.